The country's industrial heritage is the focus of a new book that was presented in Prague today. Published in both Czech and English by the Czech Technical University, the volume Průmyslové dědictví, Industrial Heritage, is a collection of papers from the international conference Vestiges of Industry, held in the Czech Republic's largest industrial centers every 2 years. Jan Richter attended the book launch at Prague's Masaryk railway station. I can't find another word with meaning so clear. My lips try to whisper sweetest things in your ear.
A small railway museum inside a former engine house at Masaryk station in Prague saw the launch of a new publication on Wednesday, a collection of proceedings from the International Biennial Vestiges of Industry, first organized in 2001 by the Research Center for Industrial Heritage of the Czech Technical University in Prague. The center's director Benjamin Fragner is the editor of the book.
Ta publikace vlastně shrnuje
This publication sums up the most important papers from the last two conferences which occurred during Vestiges of Industry, an event we began to organize in the late 1990s. The first conference took place in 2001 with the aim of assessing the value of our industrial heritage and attempting to find new uses for it. But, perhaps more importantly, this conference also aimed to clarify the often inconsistent opinions even among experts, which often led to improper use and sometimes even abuse of industrial heritage sites that in certain cases even ended in their demolition.
Špatné využití nebo dokonce zneužití těch objektů, případně jejich zbourání.
One of the papers also deals with Masaryk Station, built in the 1840s. Prague City Hall has recently come up with a plan to demolish the building and replace it with a shopping mall. Benjamin Fragner says the case of Prague's oldest train station is typical of the way industrial monuments are treated today.
I'm afraid that the pressure to close Masarykovo nádraží and use sections of it for commercial purposes without much concern for its historical value is too strong to be withstood. But at the same time, I do not believe that anyone would venture to demolish, for example, the building that we are standing in now, which is part of the oldest railway station in Prague, and therefore is part of the history of this country. I simply cannot imagine that.
Historii této země. To si nedovedu představit.
Meanwhile, the National Technical Museum established a small railway museum in the station's former engine house. The director of the National Technical Museum, Horimír Kubíček, also hopes that the monument can survive Prague's developing boom.
The significance of the late empire-style metropolitan train station in the center of Prague is so obvious and unique that even the Czech government recognized it when in 2000 it agreed to fund the railway museum as part of the National Technical Museum. We see so many great examples abroad. I visited Manchester, London and York, where historic train stations are still used today, and show the viability of projects combining a train station and a museum in one. Jak těch historických nádraží,
tak těch muzejních projektů. The new book puts industrial heritage in the Czech Republic into an international context, with papers on industrial monuments and the ways they're used now in Britain, France, Germany, Turkey and other countries. The organizers hope that raising public awareness of Czech industrial heritage will help prevent further damages to the priceless structures spread across the country.
Jan Richter with that report, and if you're interested in the subject, the book is available in English. It should hit the bookshelves any day now.